This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
It's 9:28 on the program. Again, you can join us a little bit later on, 240-9230, 240-9230. We'll take phone calls in just a little while, but right now it's time to light up our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline.
Yes, it certainly is. Tomorrow night here in Montgomery, the Capital City Classic, Auburn and Alabama baseball getting together at Riverwalk Stadium, and the Crimson Tide head baseball coach Brad Bohannon joining us on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you with us, particularly after a very busy day on the road yesterday in Knoxville. It's a tough one in a doubleheader against Tennessee over the weekend, losing two yesterday, not getting a win out of Knoxville. Talk a little bit, first of all, about the series you're coming off of right now, Coach.
It was a very competitive weekend. All three games could have gone either way. And, to Tennessee's credit, they just made, a couple more plays than we did or a couple more pitches. But our kids competed really well, and, we were really close to being 3-0 on the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the team, the overall record at 16-9, good record for your club. For those fans who are kind of on the fence about whether to come out tomorrow night, give them some things to watch for about your baseball team tomorrow when they come to Montgomery. What have been the real hallmarks of the Crimson Tide to this point?
Well, we've played a lot of really good baseball. We just haven't quite been consistent enough, but there have been times throughout the season where we have really strung together some great at-bats and been a good offensive club. There have been a lot of times that we have really pitched well, especially out of the bullpen, and we have shown the ability to play defense at a really high level. We just have to be a little more consistent, but we're going to put a very good team out on the field tomorrow night, and we're going to give Auburn absolutely everything that we have.
Well, we know that. There's no doubt. And this, of course, is such a big event for the Capital City, and certainly the baseball fans, the Auburn and Alabama fans, certainly enjoy it. And playing, you're playing on campus throughout the year. It's not every week or, every month you play kind of at a neutral site. Talk about playing somewhere that you normally don't play week in and week out. How do your players react to it, your coaches react to it, and the fans, for that matter?
Well, I think the biggest thing is it's a tremendous opportunity for the Alabama fans in the greater Montgomery area to come see their team. It's hard for anybody to get from the southern part of the state up to Tuscaloosa as often as they would like. So tremendous opportunity for the Alabama folks in the area to come see us. And, for our kids to get to play in a beautiful venue in front of 7,000 or 8,000 people in a midweek game, that's something that not many college kids get a chance to do. So we're really, really excited. There's a lot of positives about the opportunity to play in the Capital City Classic tomorrow night, and we're all really fired up about it.
Well, baseball coach Brad Bohannon from the Crimson Tide joins us. A lot of fans around here excited to see Chandler Taylor again, a Montgomery kid. He's hit 9 homers this year. It's hard to believe, but he's already been in the program now for 3 years. Talk about the way that he has performed this year and the way he has evolved as a hitter.
Yeah, Chandler's really grown a lot throughout his college career, but especially in the last 8 months. And mm-hmm. He loves Alabama. He loves to play baseball. He loves to practice. He's a very diligent worker, very competitive kid. And everybody knows, his talent level. He's got as much power as anybody in college baseball. He's walking more this year than I think he has in the past. He's a huge part of our offense. He's our biggest threat, and really excited to have him on our club. I wish I had him for 3 more years.
Let me ask you about a couple of more since we have the chance. From just south of Montgomery, down here where I'm from, Chandler Avant from down at Pike Lib. It's hard to believe that guy's a senior, and man, he's having a really good year for you guys, Coach.
Yes, Chandler's just a really well-rounded baseball player. He's a good defender. He's had a great year offensively. He makes everybody around him better. He's really the epitome of what we're looking for going forward. He's had a great season to this point, and I don't see any reason why he won't finish strong and have a nice pro career after these next few months.
Yeah, a shortstop who just has had a really good career trying to top it off. He's coming in to Montgomery for the Capital City Classic tomorrow night. The one everybody recognizes is Keith Holcomb. He's football player, and you and us we've addressed his role on your baseball team before, and how difficult it is to manage what he's doing. But so far, if you look at the numbers, Coach, he has managed things really well. He's had a very strong year for Alabama to this point.
Well, yeah, Keith is a really impressive young man. I mean, you're talking about a guy who is an outstanding student that already has his college degree, balancing football and baseball, and a significant contributor, you know, at a really high level, and he's diabetic. It's really amazing what he has done for us. You know, he really didn't touch a bat for 8 or 9 months. He had a labrum surgery on his right shoulder last spring, then jumped right into football, grabs a bat the day after the national championship game. Really didn't know what to expect. You can imagine what he looked like the first 2 or 3 days after having all that time off, and got an opportunity to play early. And just like you tell all your kids, when you get a chance, you got to be ready, make the most of it, and that's exactly what he did. And he's had a great season to this point. And, you know, Keith just brings a different level of toughness and maturity than most of the kids we get to work with in college baseball.
That doesn't surprise me at all. Coach, you've got Auburn coming up in about a month in Tuscaloosa. You've got them tomorrow night, and with your past and your experience, I doubt that there's much about this Auburn program coming in tomorrow and coming to Tuscaloosa in late April that you're not familiar with. Give us a thumbnail sketch about what you expect the challenge to come from this Auburn team tomorrow night.
Yeah, I do know their roster a little bit better than you normally do nowadays with all the advanced scouting and video stuff that we have. There aren't many secrets, but I'm not sure they can keep any from me. But Auburn's a really competitive team. There's a bunch of older kids on the field. They've got a nice mix of speed and some strength throughout the lineup. And they're a lot deeper on the mound than they have been in the past. So, you know, they've ranked in all the polls. It'll be a tremendous challenge for us. Butch has just done a fabulous job, you know, with the program in such a short period of time. And they'll be well coached, and they'll compete well, and it'll be a really nice challenge for us. And if we want to be a good team, we got to beat some good teams. And we've done that at points this year, and we need to do that tomorrow night.
Well, it all gets going here tomorrow night at Riverwalk Stadium. Always a lot of fun. Going to be some good weather. We're going to make sure the weatherman does his job there, Coach, so we won't have to worry about any weather issues tomorrow.
Yeah, like we've been dealing with rain all spring. I think 4 of the 5 weekends that we've played when we didn't travel west have had some version of a rain out or a delayed start or missing BP hitting inside or something like that. So whoever your weatherman is, give him a high five for me.
Coach Brad Bohannon, the head coach of the Crimson Tide of Alabama, brings his team into Montgomery tomorrow night, 6:35 at Riverwalk Stadium. In a moment, we'll give you all the ticket information. Coach, thank you so much. We look forward to having you in town.
Well, thank you, guys. And for everybody listening, tomorrow night's going to be an awesome opportunity for some really high-level college baseball to be showcased. And it'll be a great night to be at Riverwalk, and I hope everybody will come out and see us, especially those Crimson Tide folks in the area.
That's going to be great. Coach, thank you so much. Brad Bohannon joins us. It's tomorrow night, again, 6:35. Tickets are available.